True North is a band up in Oregon. They have a new album out entitled Elsebound, and you've heard several cuts already through the weeks on this program and probably other places too. True North is a band that's comprised of two married couples, and they flipped a four-sided coin between all of them and decided that Kristen Granger would join us to talk about the new album. I'm probably going to hook up with Kristen Granger in about half an hour or so I'll be back with Kristen Granger of True North. Great band out way out in Oregon if you're on this side of the Mississippi like me. I have on the phone, hold on one second, I think I have Kristen Granger from way out in Oregon. Let me push a few buttons and we'll see if this worked fine. Okay. Kristen Granger, are you there?
I am there.
Okay. All right, well, that's better. Kristen Granger from True North, thanks for hanging around and let me experiment with my new phone. Let's talk about the band. I want to hear about the band because I've talked to you before just briefly about the makeup of the band, but then we're going to talk about the album Elsebound. Let's talk about True North as a band. I know you're out in Oregon, and tell me who the composition of the band and how you got together. Maybe we'll start there.
Sure. So interestingly, the band is two married couples. So you think we would have picked, like, maybe we should be called the Bickersons. We're True North, and we're comprised of myself and Dan Wessel, who's my husband, and he's also the front man. He plays mandolin, guitar, banjo. He can play fiddle. He sings great. He's a songwriter, too. And more of the folky side of things than the bluegrass side. Dale Atkins is also an instrumentalist in the band, and Dale Atkins is very well known in the West. He's an extremely talented bluegrass flat picker. I'm considered among the top flat pickers in the West, and we are fortunate that he lives in our hometown and is a high school science teacher, so we get to play with this person who's just extraordinarily talented. And his wife, Suzanne, plays acoustic bass, and all four of us sing. So we have lots of songs with four-part harmony.
You do. You have great.
We found each other.
Yeah, you have great vocals, and you have a nice feel to everything. Now, as you mentioned, you've got two couples in the band, and I think I was still playing with the dials, but you're able to make that work out. We were laughing. Kristen and I talked this week as we were getting ready for this. That, you know, as you say, that could either be really great or it could be really difficult at times. But I think that you've mastered having a band unit with two married couples, and then, you know, also then having your life. It must get a little difficult sometimes.
Well, I don't think there is difficulty. It's usually between the individuals and the couple, not between the two couples in the band. But, we don't have any, doesn't seem to be any real tension around that. As a matter of fact, it makes us pretty compatible, and we have all very high standards for performance, and that's usually the main issue with bands, is everybody has different expectations and different levels of satisfaction, and trying to align those is usually the hardest part. My dad says a band is like a dysfunctional family without the unconditional love.
Now, you're out in Salem, Oregon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. We've lived here for quite a long time, and I think Dale Atkins was born and raised here, so he's been here, his whole life.
These are the things that interest me, Kristen. You clearly have a bluegrass influence. Some of the tunes on the new album are just not, you know, they have the instrumentation of it, but they don't really have that bluegrass pattern, which is fine. Because we like to have all different kinds of music, but where do you pick up the influence for what gets you into that bluegrass style and out in Oregon?
Yeah, so the interesting thing about Dan and me is we met fairly late in life. I mean, it's second marriages for both of us, and we grew up with completely different influences, and yet we agree that we love the organic woody sound of bluegrass. We love bluegrass instrumentation, and we think that it lends itself to, it's very versatile, lends itself to a number of different styles of songs without, you know, if you're willing to let go of the kind of structures around traditional bluegrass. So we both like traditional bluegrass and are influenced by traditional bluegrass, but what we really love is those tight vocal harmonies that the Highlands and Sound is famous for, and the organic wood instruments. It resonates with us all very strongly. And I think that Dale and Suzanne, the other couple, the bass player and the guitar player, they both are traditional bluegrass players. And so when we play with them, they bring real strength in that area, and that influences our songwriting and our arranging greatly. In fact, Shiny Black Shoes, mm-hmm. which is one of the more bluegrassy sounding songs, I wrote so that Dale, who plays banjo on that song, so Dale could have a little, time in the off-leash area and really get into that, dig into that banjo.
He's very good. And that's one of the ones I played a couple times on this show. And there are a couple, I'm going to say two or three, I know that's one, that if you just wanted to peel them off and say, hey, anyone around the world can recognize this immediately as bluegrass, there's a couple that are just in that vein, and I like the way you described that to let Dale get off the leash a little bit.
To the wind, yeah.
Yeah, there's
and another one of those,
right? Yeah, you have some wonderful YouTube, and YouTube is a very useful thing. You have some really nice things that look like they're in a home setting.
Yeah, that's actually our we weren't on the air, I'd use air quotes. It's our recording studio.
Okay.
Dale is also a sound engineer, and he does a lot of recording for a number of West Coast bands and very good recordings, and he does it all out of his house. So we're really in Dale's living room, Dale and Suzanne's living room, when that video is being made.
It's very, and the tune, I just don't remember offhand with all the other issues going on. I've forgotten the tune that actually comes through on that YouTube video. Which one is that?
Yeah, it's called Hard Place.
Okay.
In that one, Dan is playing a mountain banjo that he built. Matter of fact, he is a luthier. My husband's a luthier, so he built a lot of the instruments that you hear on the record. Are ones he built.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And, and we talked, Kristen and I talked about this week. We're trying to figure out how to do this. I mean, I have tried, Kristen, before to have a speakerphone accessibility to more than one band member, and it gets, if you think I had trouble with my new phone today, you should try that. I can't make the sound even out. So someday we'll get other people back on, because I like, the fact. Yeah, that'd be fun. And if he's making instruments, I've talked to luthiers and manufacturers of all kinds of different bits and pieces of stuff that's related to music. So we can do that sometime too. That would be fun. The new album, then, Elsbound, is, let's talk about that a little bit. It came out this year, I think, right?
It just came out in April 22nd. It was released, so it's hot off the press.
And I got it in my hot little hands right away, because you have a very good person promoting you right now. Devin did a nice job and got it to me right away. And I say, I have to have these people on the air. I played it the week that I got it. I played some cuts from it. And it's just a really nice song selection for me, and tune selection. I like to talk about that. What went into listing the songs on this album?
Well, we're sort of old school in that we love the idea of people buying our CD and listening to it from beginning to end. And so we want to take them on a little journey. We want to take them to have a little small transformative experience. So we start with a particular, we choose our order of our songs very carefully. And I know people really don't do that anymore, but I think there's still a few that still do, that listen to a record from beginning to end. And so we want you to have this experience that you get to know us, we get to share our stories and our ideas, and then at the end you have it's something that's changed you a little bit in a good way, or hopefully that's our goal, that you got all the way through it and you liked it. But the things at the beginning, what we begin with, the Hard Place song, and at the end, Acceptance, I think are the least bluegrass or traditional sounding songs. They definitely are more in the folk genre. And that was an intentional thing. We wanted to be thoughtful about the order and the kinds of songs we chose.
I am so...
Eight of them are...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I want to tell you something when you're done. You finish, I'm going to say something. Go ahead.
Okay. Eight of the songs are originals that I wrote. And the other five that are very carefully selected cover songs. We try to choose things that we can make our own, so we're not precisely reproducing what someone else has done, that we are reinterpreting in a way that is fresh and that is that reflects kind of a new spin on how the song is done and interpreted differently. And we hope that if the person who actually wrote it ever hears it, they think, well, that's interesting, and I like it. But you never know how they're going to feel about that.
I think they will like it. First of all, thank you so much. When I put this album in, I might have been in the car. It seems like I get to listen to more CDs in the car. Maybe we're all like that now. But there's a really nice flow to it. There really is a nice flow to it. And I thank you for taking the effort as a band to make, and as you say, it's not a theme, but you're trying to make a progression as you go through it. And I think you're trying to tie it back up at the end again. But I think what's happened with, you know, downloading one song at a time, albums are now collections of songs. And then what you're trying to do with True North on this album is you're trying to make it a single project with, you know, a connection between why you're doing things. So thank you for that. I recognize that, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steve.
And it sounds great, and it flows so nicely. Maybe that's why the album, because of the thought put into it, maybe that's why it does seem to go so nicely from beginning to end. It really is it's a wonderful, just, it has gorgeous songs, to me is the term I can use. It's a nice sound. Your harmonies are just very, very, you've obviously done this together for a while, and you pull it off very well.
Thank you.
You got to be happy with it.
We are really happy with it. This is our third album as True North, and we've always liked all three of our records. The first one's more bluegrass than anything else, and the second one's kind of a maybe three-quarters bluegrass, and then this one's just a little bit, and that's why it's called Elsbound. It's because we're going to a different place than we usually go.
And you're not trying to abandon any of your roots or anything. You're just sort of like incorporating them and making them a little bit different for this album.
That's right. I think, too, that you can see, you know, if you scratch below the surface on any song, you're gonna hear bluegrass elements, because Dale, it's in him, and it's got to come out. It just cannot be repressed.
Well, this is, I apologize so much for the troubles with the phone, but you and I, on this day, True North and Kristen Grant, you've helped me solve my technical, we tried like two or three times, and we just kind of, and I finally thought, this has to be the problem, so I won't tell the audience, they'll be bored, but we solved it, and I'm so happy that we did, because I just...
I am, too.
I mean, I like...
Oh,
I love this album, and I love the band, and the fact that you're out in Oregon, you know, we still claim you. All right, you're still.
Oh, thank you. I hope there's a little something there for everybody.
Oh, there is. There absolutely is. And all right, so I was opening up your website last week as I was on the air, because I was thinking about, you know, working this out. And you have moved to a level of a songwriting competition at Telluride, the last I saw.
Yes, yeah. That's very exciting.
Well, let's talk about that.
Well, I think the. It's odd to think about a song contest. It's like an art contest or a painting contest,
right,
or something. It's hard to gauge one song against another, but it is also a good way to have shine a bright light in a very crowded field on your songwriting, on a person's songwriting. And so Dan and I very infrequently do this. I think we've only done it we've only entered contests a couple other times. We entered the Kerrville New Folk Contest, and we're finalists there in, I think, 2008. And then we just tossed our name in the hat for Telluride Bluegrass Festival's, it's called the Telluride Troubadour Contest, and it's a songwriting contest. And I don't know how many submissions they have, but they choose 10 finalists, and I'm one of the 10. I'm just thrilled. I'm the only one from Oregon, and if you don't count the two alternates, I think one of them is from L.A. I'm the only one from the West Coast. So this is a very big deal to me. It's like the Olympics of songwriting.
You've made it to the next round.
I have. So the top 10 performed two songs on Thursday the 19th, and then the 10 narrows to 5, and then 5 play two songs on the 20th. And then they choose a winner, and the winner gets to play in front of 10,000 people on the main stage on the 21st.
Oh, nice.
So I try not to think about that part, but I'd love to do that. I think, in theory, I would like to do that.
You would love it. You know, Sam Bush was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we got off on so many side topics. When we finally got finished, we were talking off the air, and I said, you know, Sam, we never got to Telluride. We never got to the width of the neck of your mandolin and all those other weird things. But, you know, he's the king of Telluride, and, you know.
Oh,
I'm sure you'll have a blast.
My husband is a huge fan of Sam Bush. He, he plays the mandolin because of Sam Bush, and he, you know, would die to play, you know, half as well as Sam Bush. Sam Bush is a big hero in our house, so yeah, that's another reason why it's such a big deal for us to be going down there.
Are any of the songs on this new Elsbound album, are they part of this competition?
Well, see, yes. Be Here Now, which is track 3, was one of the songs we submitted. And we submitted Doris Dean from our Part Circus, Part Rodeo CD.
Okay.
And those are the two that got us there. And then What I Play is kind of up to me. So I'm preparing a number of things that I'll be able to decide on the fly based on how things are going, what I think I should do.
Well, listen, I am absolutely enamored with the sound of the band. I really am. As soon as I got it, then I start searching on YouTube and I find all these things. I think, and I understand why I like it so much when I see you perform. I don't have to, but when I see the group perform, I kind of feel like I know what you're reaching out to do, and I appreciate it and I like it, and you do it so well. This new album, Elsbound, is just, it's just absolute, it's so much fun to listen to.
No, thank you. I think the way we come across as a band is really great. I don't do a lot of solo performing ever. So that's the thing, is I can't have anybody up on stage with me but me.
Oh, really?
So this will be an exciting and new challenge for me.
All eyes on Kristen.
That's right.
I'm not trying to make you nervous. Just forget I said anything about the fact that there's going to be 20,000 eyes watching. Just for, scratch that out of your mind. It never happened.
Yes, okay, I'll do it.
The jury will disregard. That's right. That's clever. That's very clever. All right. Well, this is good. Yeah. Listen, I thank you so much for being. We're going to do this again. I'll tell you what. Let's do. Let's plan on doing something after Telluride, because since I stumbled around on my phone setup, and we'll be very flexible on this, and if you want to have someone else present when we're doing this, we'll do it again after Telluride, and we'll hand the phone off so I don't have to deal with the speakerphone. How's that work?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, let's do that again.
I've enjoyed being on your show.
Well,
thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Well, Kristen of True North, Kristen Granger, True North, good luck in the songwriting. Good luck with this great album, Elsbound. I really enjoyed it. I'm so glad that Devin found me and sent it to me. And please tell her to keep up the good work on the promoting end. It works. It helps to get all that new stuff out to people like me so we can play it.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds great. Thanks
all right.
again.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. I'm glad that we finally hooked up with Kristen, and the album is True North. We got some good news that she's made it to another level of songwriting competition, and that's great. That's great. She'll be at Telluride singing by herself in one of the songs off of this album, Elsbound, which you've heard two or three cuts on over the last couple of weeks. It's an excellent album, man. That's great.